to reform the Royal British Legion shield and branch. It'd be absolutely fantastic. And the man that's been trying to do that is John Smith. He's with me. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, fine. It's lovely to see you.
Thanks.
How did this all come about?
My dad was with the British Legion for a long time. I was in the military, so I didn't really get involved. I used to turn the battalion meetings in Bishop once the shield and branch shut. And then when I came back, having worked away for another 10 years, we did a remembrance service one weekend and saw the amount of people that were there, and I thought I'd try and regenerate the branch back up. Looked at feeling around the town, it looks like it's going to be good. And as you say, the football club have been great. They've offered us the facilities to operate it. We've got an advert in the Crier coming out today. And as many people as we can get to join. It's not just the British Legion as a core thing. It's for the welfare of people. All three services, including the Merchant Marine, and anybody that was in what was used to be known as the Home Defence Force, which was part of the Reserve Service, are all welcome to attend.
Have you ever served in the forces yourself?
Yeah, I did 22 years in the Corps of Remy.
And this is open to anybody that's been in the forces, been in the army, whatever, where we'd love to hear from them, particularly if they were around in the early days, because we've since found out that there was a shield and branch, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, yeah. It was there from 63 and folded in 96. At that point, my father, for one, and a lot of the members then moved to a branch in Bishop Auckland, where they had a bit more coverage. And as I say, I went away for the 10 years, and then obviously nothing's happened. And I want to actually get it back up for the welfare, not just of the ex-servicemen, but of their partners, spouses that are still about. They're more than welcome to attend or to contact us. If we can assist, we'll go for it.
And, you know, we must thank very much Norman Smith and everybody at Shield and Football Club, because this event is coming up on Monday at 7:30, and it's open to anybody that wants to attend, yeah?
Yeah. It was Norman actually contacted Dave Tomlinson from St John's Church from a point that he put out on Remembrance Sunday. I got the name of Norman, rang him up, and the next thing I had a meeting, and he's offered us the whole facilities for weekly if we want a meeting, monthly, whatever we wanted. The club are behind us all the way, and they've offered us the use of it.
And that's a great start, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely is, yeah. Having a venue is the first thing. The other thing that we'll also look at, if and when we do form the branch, which we're hoping to do, is to do one during the daytime if people don't want to go out in an evening. And I've actually been offered two further facilities within the town that we can actually use.
And once we get, I mean, how many people would you like to see? I mean, obviously, it'd be lovely if you can get about 100.
It would be great. The minimum number for us to form a branch under the British Royal Legion Charter is 15, mm-hmm. Of which four have got to be set as a committee, which is your chairman, deputy chairman, your treasurer, and the secretary itself. But obviously, the more we get, the more we'd like. Even if they can't attend the meetings, just to become a branch member, we can always be there on call. I'm available 24 hours a day should they want anything, and we can actually feed through. We've actually got one of the main reps from Durham coming down for the meeting for us, because obviously he's got more information than we have on setting up and what facilities are available to them as a branch.
So we really need to hear from anybody that's an ex-serviceman or possibly still, maybe even just in the forces, still there. But we need to hear from anybody who maybe have been in the forces in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or maybe remember the branch itself. It'd be fantastic if we can get somebody that was actually in that branch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be definitely great, because, again, the local people and local people speak to local people more than they do. I've worked away for a lot of years, so a lot of people in the town obviously don't know me. They'll know Kevin Stevens, who's the other guy that actually is one of the veterans that's trying to set this thing up. But the more local people we've got, and especially, as you say, the older members, they can guide us as the younger members, for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. And when you look at Remembrance Sunday, when a fantastic event that it is, I mean, I absolutely loved it. And I love it every year. And we look at those people that have actually fought abroad for us and for the freedoms that we have today. And there's not many people now from the Second World War left, is there?
No, and even from Korea, which was only sort of 5 to 10 years later, there's still not many of those left now. But there are, in some cases, as I say, their partners or their spouses or family members of somebody who's served. We've also welcomed them with open arms.
So if you have got any sort of recollection of the Shield and Branch of the British Legion, we'd love you to contact us. Now, our email is open. As I say, to email us, all you've got to do is go through to our website. It's bishopfm.com. Just go on the contact page there. We'll put you straight in touch with John. We can even put your call to air. If you want to speak to John, he'll be here till around 11 o'clock. If you want to speak to him, you're more than welcome. 01-388-2070. We'll take your call, and you can have a chat with John on the phone here. But we'd love to hear from anybody that's got any recollection, wouldn't we, of the old Shield and British Legion?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. It'd be a great part for us to be able to start with the people that were there in the first place, you know, to actually get us going.
And if you can turn up on Monday night, that would be a bonus.
Even more so, yeah. I just hope that the venue is actually going to be big enough. From the feedback I've had around the town, and as you say, on the Remembrance Sunday and stuff, by talking to people, I think we're going to get 15. We're definitely going to get 15.
You say hello to Norman, John.
Morning, Norman.
No, stop it, Norman. What a great guy he is, too. Yeah. I mean, it's people like that that make getting things organised like you're trying to organise so much easier, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, yeah. I mean, you know, his help has been so phenomenal. It's been great. It's given us somewhere to go, which is a good thing, and a facility that will be ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you about this because, I mean, the only thing is, I would have thought that being, you know, the British Legion in Shield, it would have had a flag. And you're trying to find whether anybody has that flag, are you?
Yeah, to our knowledge, the flag is actually in St John's Church, but we don't know whether it's been laid up. This is one of the reasons why I want to try and get hold of some of the older members. They will know whether the standard was laid up. If it was, then we've got to go through the British Legion to get a new one, because once laid up, you obviously don't take them back out.
Yeah.
It's as in a battle honour, it stays where it is.
Yeah. So are you planning that these meetings be monthly afterwards, if you can get the whole team together?
Yeah, monthly we're sort of going for, but if the branch want weekly, fortnightly or monthly, Norman and the football club have given us the facility, so whatever the branch want, we will facilitate.
Right. And it's going to be interesting to see what reaction that we get. And it'd be fantastic. If somebody can get in touch with us, it really would be really, really good. And it would help John out tremendously. And you've had so much support from many people, haven't you?
Oh, yes. As I say, we've got Mike Hardy and his wife, who were the poppy organisers when the Legion folded. And they've done it with sterling service. And they're going to carry on doing it for us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Or not for me as an individual, but for the RBL. For, you know, they know where they're going, they know what they're doing, they know their systems. Mm-hmm. Without people like that, the branch wouldn't function anyway.
No. And then, obviously, you know, Monday night is going to be the first meeting, hopefully, then.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And then you'll know how to go from there. If you can get 15 from that, you'll be laughing.
Yeah, if we get 15 from that, we can quite happily, because we'll have, as I say, an area representative from Durham, we can actually run it as a proper meeting rather than just a fact find to see what our figures are.
And of course, it's a memory as well, isn't it? That's the thing. It's a chance for people to get together and relive old memories, bring back the history of the Shield and branch of the British Legion.
Yes, it is, yeah. I mean, a lot of the older people, and I include myself in that now because I've been out of the service for 25 years, like to talk about things we did. Talking to your civilian counterparts or people at work, they don't quite understand, or they don't understand the sense of humour. The military's got its own sense of humour, as is all the other sort of government forces and services. So by sitting together and say reminiscing, and you'll suddenly remember somebody's name, and you might know him from talking to somebody else in the room, and the whole networking thing starts up again.
Would the possibility be that most of the service, those that were in service, were probably based at Catterick?
Not necessarily. They may well have finished at Catterick. A lot of people tend to finish wherever they're going to be living. It tends to be their last post, especially with the corps attached, the non-infantry, the non-big regiments. But there's people who've actually come from Hong Kong and resettled back in Shildon because this is where they were based.
Yeah.
Or they've married a girl locally because they've been based in Catterick at some stage and they've come back to this as like a homing pigeon. They've come back to a place they know.
And Shildon's such a wonderful place to come back to, isn't it? Because it is really a village, isn't it? It's like a little town, and it's lovely. Everybody knows everybody.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, but the whole thing, the museum has obviously been a good thing for the town, but the town itself is starting to build itself up. They're starting to open it up a little bit. And as you say, you walk down the street and you know everybody. And the camaraderie across the whole town. I've had a young couple, which I don't want to talk about here at the moment, that have actually moved up here, and they came from the Midlands, and everybody outside the North East thinks the Northerners are hard and uncaring. She said to us a couple of days ago in tears that she's never felt so welcome, and that's what the town's all about. We are a group, we are a town.
And you're helping this couple out at the moment, which is fantastic news. Yeah. And, you know, this is where it can all come from and stem from. If we can get it all up and running, we can help each other. And, you know, if Bishop FM can be of any help, please be the first to let us know, and we'll give it as much publicity as we can, John.
Yeah, certainly will.
So I wish you all the very best with it. I hope it all works out for you, and the best of luck for Monday night at 7:30.
Thank you very much. Thank you for giving us the time to allow to do it.